wise lady, and she has in the past been the family worker at Concordia, and it may seem many, many, many years ago. So I'm just going to pray for her. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give her the words that will go out to the hearts of the people here, that your Holy Spirit will be with her and with the people today. Amen.
You'll recognise me after many, many years. I just feel too far away. So you don't mind if I come closer, do you? That's it. When I sought the Lord about this morning, I had to seek him for a long time because I was giving nothing. And the weeks were coming closer and I was getting nervous. But he gave me a very clear message about 5 o'clock one morning, and he said, I want you to go back to basics. It has to be simple and clear, and to go back to basics. And as I was listening to the prayers, and we know what the world is going through this morning, I thought, Lord, how true and how right you are. We need to go back to Jesus because it's all about him and no one else. And so today, this morning, we're going to talk about the love of Jesus, the love that he has for each one of us and the love he has for the world. So it's a very simple and a very short message. The scripture that the Lord gave me was John 3:16. And I'd like you to say it with me again. And as we say it through, Ron is going to play a very simple tune that is based on For God So Loved the World. Now, I know Vicky has so beautifully presented one, but we're also going to present a different tune, and we're going to sing it, and I'm hoping that some of the older generation in our congregation knows it, so it just won't be a solo. But anyway, here we go. Can we say this all together? For God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And this is the tune. Up. Can you do it? One more fingers. Fabulous. Now you know the tune. Some of you do. Fabulous. Let's just sing it, not too fast, Ron. God so loved the world, he gave his only son. Next one. To die on Calvary, from sin to set me free. One day he's coming back. What glory that will be! Wonderful is love to me. For God so loved the world, he sermon finished, we could all go home just on that, couldn't we? It's absolutely beautiful. And that's what our life is all about, for God so loved. In the reading, you heard Vicky go from John 3, from verse 1. And we're not going into the nitty-gritty of all of that, but we find that Nicodemus came to Jesus. Now, Nicodemus was a very learned man as a Pharisee, and he wanted to know how to follow Jesus, how to be born again. And part of that, Jesus says that if you want to see the kingdom of God, you must be born again. Now, the word again there in the Greek means that you must be born from above. Because he was saying, have you go back into the flesh of your mother and be born again. Then Jesus himself goes on and he says, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. So we're having a clear vision here that Jesus is saying that when we are born again, our spirit comes into it, the spirit that we have because we are tripart spirit. Then he says, don't be surprised, don't marvel at what I said, you must be born again. Now, out in the world, how many times have you heard people say, oh, those born-again Christians, don't want to have anything to do with them. Have you heard it? Yeah, you have. Because they have no understanding that our spirit, when we come to know Jesus as Lord and Saviour, our spirit is born again. And that's where the term comes from. So it's not that we're holy rollers or anything like that, although there might be some out there. It is simply that, what Jesus describes. Now, God so greatly loved and so greatly... I'm not used to these PowerPoints. Could we go to number 4? I had to conquer this week. I had to learn how to do PowerPoints. So. My poor sons. Yeah, so whoever believes in Jesus, we must trust him. We must cling to and rely on him. Just think of that. When we come to know Jesus, we must trust him, cling to him and rely on him. Because we just can't manage. We cannot manage unless we choose to do that. Now, we all know we have choices in life, don't we? While we're living and breathing, every moment of every day, we make choices. And these are the choices that when we come to know Jesus as Lord and Saviour and decide that's what we want to do, these are some of the things that we have to do. We have to make a choice to trust him, to cling to him, and to rely on him when things are tough. Not only when they're tough, but when they're going good too. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes in him, trusts in him, so they won't perish, come to destruction, or be lost, but we can have everlasting life. Now, if you ever doubted that you're going to heaven, I want to blow those doubts away right now. Because Jesus is saying, we have everlasting life. Do you believe that? Do you know where you're going? You have everlasting life. Isn't that wonderful? And this is because God loves us. He gave his Son Jesus so that we can have everlasting life. So we've got something really good to look forward to. Since living in our village, I've been to quite a few funerals, unfortunately. And when I sit in those funerals, sometimes I feel really, really sad because there's no mention. No mention of Jesus. No mention of heaven. I don't know where they think they've gone. And the last funeral was only a couple of weeks ago. And I was sitting in the chapel and I was focusing on the sky. And I was saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? And he said, I want you to become more involved, because I'm living amongst older generations, a bit older than me sometimes. And God wants me, I've got to start to get more conversation, and because these people do not know where they're going. And it's a saying, isn't it? We're all in God's waiting room. So that's one of the reasons why Jesus says that we must worship him in spirit and in truth, because of our spirit is alive. Now there's a difference. I don't know whether you've ever noticed or been at a service where they just sing. There's a difference in singing a song and worshipping and singing with your spirit. Even the musicians, I've been in services where even the drummer is playing through his spirit and the drum sounds differently. We must worship in spirit and in truth. Are you born again? I'm probably speaking to the converted this morning, but God's told me to do it, so here we go. Are you born again? Is your spirit alive in the Holy Spirit? God loved us so greatly that he sent his Son. Jesus can say this because he knows what his Father did, because he was the Son and he gave him. And God brings us into the picture in the next verse and in the next part of John 3:16, and he says that whosoever, everybody is included, that's all of us. So it's, for God so loved the world that he gave his Son, that whosoever, we are included in the whosoever. And you know, he doesn't leave anybody out, because whosoever means whosoever. So it doesn't mean that just us have included and down the road are not. No, whosoever includes everybody. Everybody has a chance. No one is left out. Now we can come with our choices. Our free will has got to come into play, doesn't it? And we can make choices every moment of our day. Because whosoever believes in his Son, trusts him, clings to him, and relies on him. Why would Jesus say these words? Have you ever thought of that? Why did he continue? Why did he just stop with, for God so loved the world that he gave? But he brought us into it. Do you know, because he brought us into it, there's a change, there's a shift in this scripture, because God is talking about relationship. When we come to Jesus, we start a relationship. Relationship. Think about what relationship means. It means connection. It means connection. The condition of belonging to the same family. The state or condition that exists between people or groups that deal with one another. This is relationship. So Jesus is saying, once you believe in me, you must have a relationship with me. You must have a relationship with me. So we're getting a shift here. Relationship means As you know, it means commitment, doesn't it? And it means that you commit to someone. And it means when you commit to someone, you honour and serve them as well. Now that in itself is a whole message, a whole sermon, but we're not going down that track this morning. Okay, let's reflect upon this for a moment. Does it bring back memories? Think back when you stood at the altar and you gazed into the loving eyes of your spouse. Someone's holding hands in our congregation when I said that. That's nice, isn't it? Did you remember that your spouse that you looked so lovingly into could do no wrong? They had no faults, did they? It was just beautiful. And you were starting a brand new relationship. How gorgeous is that? That's my beautiful grandson there. It's the only one I could find of a bride and groom. Anyway, yes. Now, human relationships can be rocky, painful, full of grief, barren, even loveless, and that can be also very hurtful. We experience these things in all sorts of relationships, and we also experience these things in marriage. So why is Jesus asking us to have a relationship with him? Now we know the Lord Jesus Christ is the truth, he's the way, he's the light. He can't tell lies. He's full of love. Full of love. Relationships. Our relationships are not 100% full of love all the time, are they? Let's be honest, come on. No, they're not. So why is Jesus asking us to have a relationship with him? We learned last week here that our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't involve anyone else. It's just him and you. Him and us, him and me. It doesn't involve anyone else. So just think about that relationship that you have that's just with Jesus Christ and it doesn't involve anyone else. The Lord today wants you to grasp this. If you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, then what do you have? Because you must have something. If it's not a relationship. Do we have religion? Good question, isn't it? Do we have religion? Now, religion is a different thing. Religion does not have a relationship. As far as I'm concerned, anyway, you might have a different point of view. Religion, in religion, we have rules. Rules that we have to obey. We have duty. We have no freedom. We have to do things a certain way. Surely we see religion in the world today and the devastating facts that it brings to the world. And it also has effect on good people. And there is no love in religion. Jesus so loved. He's not religion. He is a relationship with us because our God so loved that he gave. So there is no religion in God. Can we not enter into such a loving relationship with him? Why would we not when he is full of love towards us? His love actually draws us. In having that type of relationship with the Lord Jesus, how do you feel about that? Does that make you fearful? Do you think you're not good enough? Do you think you might lose control of what you want to do or where you want to go? I think most of you know the story that when the Lord was really dealing with me and I wanted everything of him, I told him. So he said, "Righto, you have to give up everything." And I told this long, long, long time ago. When Jesus said, I'd already given him my husband. That was easy, because I knew he wouldn't separate us, and that was the only reason. So that was easy. But God said, I want you to give up your grandchildren. Now I had eight. Now I balked at that, and I thought, no way. My grandchildren, no, you're not going to get my grandchildren. And I fought, and I fought. And if you ask me why I did, I really couldn't. I don't know why I fought God on it, but I wouldn't give him eight grandchildren. But I knew he was going to win. And it worried me for 2 weeks because God had asked me to do something and I wasn't prepared to do it, and that really worried me. Anyway, one day I thought, righto, you give in. So I got down by my bed and I wept, and I wept, and I wept, and I wept. And I said, I give in. You can have my grandchildren. And the burden, whatever it was, just rolled off me. Because I think God knows, and that was something that was between our relationship between God and me. Anyway, he hasn't taken any of my grandchildren away yet, and I've still had the pleasure of them. But see, our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ means that we hold nothing back, absolutely nothing back. He's a jealous God and he wants every single bit of us. He wants us to rely, to cling to everything. And that's why he wants a relationship. God speaks to us all the time. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He knows what we're like, and he knows the troubles we go through. He even hears the unspoken words that we don't speak out. He knows the pain, and he knows the injuries that we carry. Everything that goes on, he knows about in our life. But do you know what he does? He comes with his love. And he wants to fill us with his love at those times so that we can have assurance and we can have peace even in the times that are so traumatic that we go through. We can have peace because for God so loved that he gave us Jesus. He even invites us to give him the burdens that we carry. But do you know what? He also gives us authority and he gives us power. And why does he do that? Because he knows what we're going through and he says, I'm giving you these things so that you have authority to defeat the enemy. And we have the power to defeat the enemy in our walk. Because of our relationship. Just think of that. Isn't that amazing? We have authority and power to defeat the enemy in every area of our life because of our relationship. This is the relationship we're talking about that God wants. A deep, personal relationship with him. I'm going to read to you from Romans 8, but I'm going to read out of the Living Bible. And it's Romans 8, 35 to 39. And I didn't put it on overhead projector, so you'll just have to follow it with me. Who then can ever keep Christ's love from us? Who then can ever keep Christ's love from us. When we have trouble or calamity, when we are hunted down or destroyed, is it because he doesn't love us anymore? And if we were hungry or penniless or in danger or threatened with death, has God deserted us? No. For the scriptures tell us that for his sake, we must be ready to face death at every moment of the day. We are like sheep awaiting slaughter. But despite all these things, overwhelmingly victory is ours through Christ, who loved us enough to die for us. For I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. Death can't, and life can't. The angels won't, and all the powers of hell itself cannot keep God's love away. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, or where we are, high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing will able to separate us from the love of God demonstrated by our Lord Jesus Christ when he died for us. Nothing. There's no argument there. Absolutely no argument. Next slide. For God did not send his Son into the world in order to judge, to reject or to condemn or to pass sentence on the world, but that the world might find salvation through him and be made safe and sound through him. I'll just read that again. For God did not send his Son into the world in order to judge, to reject, to condemn, to pass sentence on the world, but that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through him. Jesus himself is asking you for a relationship. If you have one, he is asking you to grow in that relationship and to deepen it. I want you to take that with you this week and keep asking yourself, how is my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Can I deepen it? Can I grow in it? And take it to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to grow my relationship with you. I want to deepen my relationship with you. But if you do that and if you say that, watch out. Because God keeps us at our word. But you know, if you're willing to do that, your life will change. This is a great thing to teach our children. And if we can teach them about relationship in Lord Jesus Christ, it's going to take a lot of burdens away from our young people. Because our young people today go through things that I never went through. They have a lot to put up with. They have a lot of pressure in our world. And they need to know that they can have a loving relationship with a God who loves them so deeply, so deeply, that the Lord Jesus Christ with his love will take them through anything in life that they have to face, anything in life that the devil will throw at them. They can come through with the Lord Jesus Christ, and they can be more than conquerors in Christ, because God so loved that he gave us Jesus. I'd like us to sing that song again to finish, because I think it's a wonderful, wonderful truth, and it's a victorious one, because it's talking about one day he's coming back. He's coming back. to get us who have a relationship with him. What a wonderful day that's going to be. Would you like to stand? And we'll sing it through a couple of times as an affirmation that we want that deep relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son to die on Calvary, from sin to set me free. One day he's coming back, what glory that will be. Wonderful his love to me. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son to die on Calvary, for sin to set me free. One day he's coming back, what glory that will be. Wonderful his love to me. Father God, we just want to say to you this morning as a congregation here, we are just so thankful to you. So thankful to you that you gave us the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was so willing to come to earth and to leave behind the heavenly glory, to come to earth and to live amongst our mess here on earth, and how willingly he went to the cross and gave his life for us so that we may have freedom. Freedom in him. Father God, we ask today, as we open up our spirits and our lives to you again, come, Lord Jesus, come. And I pray, Father, that we will be so willing to open ourselves more and more to you, to trust you, to rely on you, and to cling to you. Father, we need to do that. And we just praise you this morning. We just give you all honour and glory. And I ask that you will bless everybody here this morning. Bless their homes. Bless their relationships. And Father, just take us further with your Spirit, because we ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.